My God, I believe that you are here and that you see me and that you hear me and that you speak to my heart. You are a great mystery, a mystery of love, a mystery of doubt and fear. Love because you have laid down your life for me. Fear because you are so overwhelmingly present. Not as a child fears, but as we stand in great awe like Moses, who removed his shoes. I feel at times, Lord, the times that I have betrayed you, and even the times I feel ashamed. But that does not prevent your love from being present to me. Your Eucharistic presence is given to the saint and to the sinner. You don't give less to one. It's an overwhelming abundance. You give the 5 loaves and 2 fish multiplied that fed the 5,000. And so you feed my soul. Tonight, Lord, we come with our simple faith, our faith that waxes and wanes, that doubts and fears. And we ultimately ask for mercy. Mercy, Lord, which is another name for you, a merciful God, slow to anger, but merciful. Holy Spirit, come and bless us, anoint us, and strengthen us. Help us, Lord, to go deeply, much deeper into our fears and those places in our hearts that are remaining unhealed. But an overwhelming confidence, Jesus, that you are with me, that you are here. Blessed Mother, intercede for us, pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Scripture says that when Jesus went into towns, they brought the sick to him. They brought the sick, the suffering, the paralytics. And they did the most amazing thing. They just simply put them on the ground where Jesus walked. Some were healed by, like the woman with the hemorrhage. Some were powerfully healed just because she had the courage to touch. Others, they lowered through the roof. But others simply were just in the presence of the Lord and something lifted, something healed. Healing is not so much about what you're going to do. It's just about the moment. A moment that you find yourself in now. That God can say, I'm with you. Simply put, an unhealed person doesn't bring healing to other people. That's the hope. Sometimes folks want to heal to be a healer. No, you have to heal first. And then you let God just naturally work through you. But a lot of us have a tough time saying, I don't know what to heal from. I don't know how to heal. And as a matter of fact, some are pretty much in can be what's called in denial of the fear. There's always that step in the retreat where you say, I don't know. Sometimes at this time, folks disappear. But I can't imagine tonight disappearing. And not receiving some of this, the movement of the grace. The priesthood comes to heal. Seeing the mountains, he came up, and when he arrived on the shore of the sea, they were like sheep without a shepherd. But he had great compassion for them. He saw their suffering, their pain. Scripture is just constant with God seeing their suffering, God seeing their pain. Matthew, the tax collector, the woman at the well, all of these encounters with people who suffered spiritually, all these people who suffered physically, the woman with the hemorrhage, the lepers, the man born blind, all of these things. And ultimately what happened, Jesus stopped. Scripture says he stopped. And he would heal, bless. He would cast out. God stops. But he only stops for weakness and sickness and struggle. What is Jesus stopping for in your life, do you think? As he walks, tonight he will walk. We'll sing another song, just kind of preparing our hearts. But I want you to go to that place like I did with my father on the floor. And let the Spirit lead you. Don't control the memory. And let God show you the memory that he wants to heal. And he will stop. So invite, Spirit, come. I want you to close your eyes. And what is that memory? Has to be about you. It's not about your friends or your kids or anybody else. What is it? And Jesus stops. You didn't think he was there. And I'm going to lead you in a minute how to speak to the Lord. I just invite you. So there you are, in that memory. It's the memory that the Spirit wants to totally heal. Look at that. Just be in the memory. I need you to see it. I need you to hear it. Maybe you even need to smell it. And just be in that place. It's the place that the Spirit is calling you tonight. Who is there with you? What happens? What's that predominant experience? Your hands, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your body. Jesus, manifest yourself in that place now. He comes walking to you. Maybe it's in a room or a basement, some dark place. Does the door open? Does the light come in? Does he stop the action, the pain? Does he just embrace you after the pain? And you can feel him sort of absorbing the pain into his heart. He always calls us by name. Just like a child who's afraid, you experience that fear. But he's unwilling to leave without first blessing your forehead. And he blesses your ears. Blesses your eyes. And he blesses your mouth. He blesses your hands. While saying, my child, I am with you. This is not your identity. He says, now you have to give it to me. You have to surrender that. What is your emotion? Are you saying, no, Lord, I can't, I won't. I can't imagine doing that. He says, you cannot be my disciple unless you give that pain to me. That's why I came to suffer and to die. Give that to me. Tell him what happened. He knows, but you must tell him, Lord, this is what happened. This is the pain. Tell him who did it. What happened? Just tell him. Lord, this is the pain I'm in. And he takes his beautiful hands and he blesses you. The very place that's most wounded, as he looks at you. You can hear him. My beloved daughter, this is not who you are. And you stay with him there. Let him hold you. Receive this grace.